This is the Alpaca Podcast for all things alpaca. If you're an owner, a soon-to-be owner, a want-to-be owner, or are just alpaca mad or love the fleece, welcome to the Alpaca Tribe. I'm Steve Hetherington. Hi, Steve here, and welcome to the podcast for alpaca people. It's great to see you again. So, I've been thinking about remembering things, remembering what I was going to do. What was I going to do when I came down here? I was going to do something. I was going to do something when I came down to feed the girls next. I was going to do something different here, and I've forgotten. And it's easy to lose track of those things because the idea or the plan is in the moment, and then you come away, and then the things of life get in the way. The other things that you've got responsibility for, the things that need to be organized, and you forget to sort out the gate, or you forget to bring that extra bag of food, or whatever it is that you were planning to do. It's a challenge sometimes to keep on top of all of those things. So, slowing down, taking a breath, and just thinking, just reflecting on what it is that is in hand, what needs to be in hand, what are the things that I can do next time I'm there. So, all of this is to do with being intentional, practicing the art of intentionality, making things deliberate, making things planned. And each time, actually, we come to spend some time with the alpacas, each time we come down to feed, each time we're mucking out, all those kind of things, there are things that we can do. It's easy to get kind of, oh, I'm just going to go down and feed the alpacas, and that's off you set. But, oh, I needed to take my keys because I was going to open up the shed and get out the whatever it was. And I didn't. Oh, that's particularly this time of year, as it's warming up and getting nicer weather, I'm finding that I sometimes don't wear my coat. Sorry, whisper that gently, just in case. Oh, the weather's going to change again. It's delightful and warm this week. And sometimes I go, no, I don't need a coat. And then I forget that I've left my keys in the pocket of my coat. So thinking ahead, just take that quick little check. What can I do today that will move things forward, that will move things in the direction of more confidence in working with my alpacas, more confidence in being able to do the things that need to be done with the alpacas, more confidence in holding them, more confidence in handling them, more confidence in moving them. These are all things that we do all the time. And we just kind of get on and do it. But what can I learn? What can I be intentional about today that will mean this is a step forward? It's facing the right direction. It's leaning in the right direction. It's making the best use of the time and the effort that I've got. And it can be fun things. It doesn't have to be serious and hard things. It can be fun things. What can you do today? Who's that alpaca that always hangs at the back? How can you engage with them in a way that makes them feel safe, that makes them feel connected, that makes them recognize that you are aware of them, but are not out to do anything to them, any harm? So some of these things we kind of do because we have to. And we just get on and do it. But what about the planning, the steps, the little steps in between, the little touch, the can I just hold you and have a look at your teeth? Well, do the teeth need looking at? Well, they might do, and that's a good time to do open the mouth and have a look at the teeth. But what if it was something else that needed a bit of attention? What would that mean? How do I make them feel more relaxed about being held, about being secured, about being examined, and then released. And then next time it's examined, and then the jaw checked. And then the next time it's examined, check the jaw, open the mouth, and just have a look at the teeth to see what's going on. And those little steps build over time. They build your confidence, but they also build the confidence of your alpacas. They learn to trust you more. They learn to trust you and accept you doing things that need to be done. And sometimes, you know, there was one that had a bramble today. Oh, that's that time of year. They've got long fleece, the bramble sticks, and it gets tangled up in the fleece. It's best taken off sooner rather than later, because it's only going to go deeper and get more complicated. So most, but not all, most of my alpacas now know that when there's something like that, then I will deal with it and there's an improvement, but it's not necessarily a major incident. Okay, it's just there's a bit of bramble, let me take it off. And it's the tone of voice, it's the speed of the movements. I'm not panicking, I'm not grabbing, I'm not rushing around, I'm not speaking sharply to them, I'm speaking gently and just engaging with them in a way that says, I'm here to do something, I'm looking at you, and there will be some touch, there will be some interaction, but it's okay, and it won't take long, and I will release you. And today, for example, this morning when I went down, I just thought, oh, good opportunity, there she is. And it was Ellie. Ellie has some well-developed fringe, and it's a little bit over the front and in her eyes. We've trimmed it back. It's better than it was. Well, that's good. But actually needed a little bit extra. But there she was. So I was able to maneuver her into the small stable and just secure her enough so she wasn't going to try and escape. Now, this is one of those things. They will accept things. If there's a gap, they might want to run and break into it to move away and escape your attentions. But she was able to be restrained enough to mean that when I stopped and held her and just talked to her gently, talked to her quietly, and was looking at her, that she calmed and she let me just trim that little bit of fleece just over her eyes. And there's another bit I didn't quite get to, but I thought, no, okay, that's good for now. We'll come back and do that a little bit more. And then she followed me. As soon as I let her go, she followed me because she thought I was going back to the tack room to get some more food out. Well, she did get a little bit, actually. I did slip her a little bit. There's more crumbs than anything else, but yeah. So reinforcing positive interactions and building on those experiences that they're getting, the alpacas are getting, but also building on the things that you're doing. It's really important to kind of grow that experience of positive outcomes, the experience of positive developments, the this is okay and we're doing it again. And obviously this is a major undertaking when you're doing major husbandry things, when you're getting them all in, you're closing the doors and they know that something serious is going on. That's a different kind of thing. So we will think, what can I do when I go down this time? What can I do tomorrow? Do I need to make sure I have this in my pocket? Do I need to make sure that I've taken another bag across? What about the scrubbing out the water trough or the water buckets? Do they need cleaning? There's the brush there. Well, I'm going to make a bit of extra time and I will get the water filling up and then I will try not to forget about it because otherwise it overflows. I did that this morning with a little bucket. I had a little bucket on the go and I suddenly remembered, oh no, it was the little one I had had the hose pointing into and it overfilled and overflowed. It wasn't the end of the world. So we manage those things. But those kind of things that you can do, start building them in. Get into the habit of building in something that needs to be moved towards, something that's a series of steps. What can I do that's a step towards that? What's the thing, the next thing that I can do that takes me a little bit further, a little bit closer? And spending time with those ones that hang back, those ones in the middle, the invisible alpacas that we can sometimes have, the ones that are kind of, you didn't really notice, that were they there today? Of course they were. The numbers are right, but actually there wasn't really much going on in terms of interaction, and therefore you kind of didn't see them. So just paying attention, being deliberate, being intentional, it all helps build your confidence and the confidence of your alpacas. So we've had some nice dry weather, as I was saying, so they dried out and fluffed out again very quickly. That when it gets too warm and too uncomfortable, that then gets balanced by the fact that they climb in the water wherever they can get to it. They'll get in the water and they'll find that some of them in particular, not just a little paddle, but they kind of sit or lie or do something. They're absolutely covered and soaking wet, and everyone else is nice and fluffy and they're not. So there are some that just love that kind of thing. And I noticed the other day, there was one of them. These branches of the trees have now got leaves on them. Oh, that makes them more attractive. They noticed the green of the leaves. And there's a little queue of them. Somebody went first. Who would that? A Wenna. Yes, of course. The big, brown, tall girl she is. And then she's the one who can balance on her back legs and go even higher. She didn't need to on this occasion, but she encouraged the others to have a stretch. It's a real stretch, but they can just about reach the leaves as they come down. And they were having a good little nibble, which is okay, because that was a safe tree. Are there other things we want to be noticing and clearing up? Yes. And again, we're still in that phase, early spring, when things have emerged, things are growing, and you can start to see them. And there's a little bit of evidence of ragwort starting to grow. It's not grown very far yet. We haven't got the flowers. We haven't got the seeds, clearly, the seeds that would give next year's plants. So I've clocked where they are. They've had a little bit more sun where they've coming through, but it's getting towards that stage. So just being aware of those and the other things like the foxgloves and broom and other bits and pieces, that we just want to keep the numbers of the plants down. We want to stop them spreading, stop them getting into places where the animals frequently graze. So that's one of those, this is what I can do. Do I need something? If it's ragwort, then you need a rag fork. You need to get underneath and get the roots out. Don't just pull it, it'll snap off, and then it turns into more of a problem. So what do I need to take with me? Do I need some little shears to trim fringes? Do I need some thing to dig something, a weed out? Do I need a bag to collect the bits and pieces up so that it's not being left around? And are there branches down? Are there other things that can be tidied up and moved around and got into safe space? All of those things need a little bit of planning, a little bit of thought. And it's that breath before. Now, what can I do when I go down? What will be helpful to do this time? It's just a mindset thing. And there are times I know when I'm busy and I've got my head somewhere else, I've got to do the alpaca, so I go down. But I haven't really thought about what it is that I can do. So just an encouragement and an enjoinder for myself to try and think, what can I do that's a step forward tomorrow? What do I need to take with me? What do I need to think about doing? What do I notice that needs a bit of attention? So spring continues. We've got the youngsters, the little balls of fluff of the goose, that are five of them, and they're doing really well. This morning we had another pair arrived. I'm not sure what they're up to. We've got a single male who's cruising across the lake as we speak. As we record this, he is cruising across the lake. He's just. If I go over here, I might put a little bit of herding pressure on this swan that I think is in slightly the wrong place. You just need to move away from there, please. And so he's pushing. He's a lot smaller than this one. But they're getting an understanding. He's just kind of cruising gently and just might want to move over here, please. But the other two are getting chased around a bit by the pair with the youngsters. They don't like these new incomers who arrived this morning. And I guess they will be around for a bit and will, I don't know if they're going to come to some kind of accommodation. At the moment, they're being chased regularly by the male with the goslings. But Yeah, they must be one of our originals, I think. They seem to know where they're going and where they want to be, so I think they're familiar with the valley. So some of our regular little standoff with the male goose and probably the male swan, I'm not quite sure. There's a lot of rising of wings and feathers from the swan. But they're delightful. I've been hearing quite a lot of woodpecker activity, both the yaffle call and a little bit of rattling on the trees. And up and down the valley, it's busy, 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 busy. We saw it the other day. The cuckoo was around and it flew, and it's quite a distinct bird. Don't often see it, but it was definitely the cuckoo, and it flew off and off to another part of the valley. It's worked its way up and down both sides of the valley, up at the top, up at the trees, at the end of the valley, working its way down, crossing over on the other side. And last year there was one that had a little hiccup in its call. No, I haven't heard him this year, but he doesn't seem to be around. And I'm not sure. Appears to be one at least, but I'm not sure we've got any more. The pheasants we're still seeing now and again. Haven't seen them today. I'm not sure what they've been up to. Heard at a distance once. So it could be she's sitting. Don't know. We shall see. So there's all of that kind of activity. But the song of the thrushes is just such a beautiful, melodious, complex pattern that they follow. It's just amazing. But for interest and for activity of note and of things that are worth watching, it's got to have been the geese. The geese are just doing amazingly. I love the way they parent, and I love the way they do the things that need to be done to teach the next generation. Amazing, amazing. So think about what you're doing before. Think what you can do to add to a direction you're heading in. And if you can, go spend some time with your alpacas. And breathe. Take care. See you again soon. Bye for now.
This is the Alpaca Tribe, and I'm Steve Hetherington. Have a great day.